Witness admits discrepancies in model of pencil factory. Atlanta Constitution, August 9th, 1913. T.A. Willett, a pattern maker who built the model of the pencil factory, was next called by the defense. Under the cross-examination of Mr. Hooper, he frequently admitted discrepancies in the pasteboard structure submitted by Frank's counsel. "What is your occupation?" he was asked by Mr. Arnold. "Pattern maker." "Did you make an inspection of the National Pencil Factory?" "Yes." "In making this model, as to its dimensions and proportions, you have followed exact figures of blueprints?" "Yes." Under cross-examination, he was then cross-examined by Mr. Hooper. "You do not know whether this is a correct representation or not?" "It was made from the figures given me."
"Did you make measurements or not?"
"No." "Did you see the factory?" "I saw the front end." "Are these parts in the basement correct?" "I made them so they would be plain to view." "You made them incorrect then, so they would be plain to view?" "I made them so they would be to view." "Weren't these front doors made to exaggerate true conditions?" "I made them according to the blueprints given me." "Didn't you leave out everything on the southern side of the basement?" The witness nodded in answer. "Would you tell the jury that these windows are accurate?" "No." "Do you pretend to say these windows in the second floor are correct too?"
"I don't know."
"Discrepancies admitted." "Somebody else put these windows there, didn't they?" "I didn't." "What about the stairway? Is it correct?" "It is according to the blueprints." "This hole in the trapdoor isn't in proportion to the blueprints, is it?" "I didn't measure it." "So, in question of measurements, that trapdoor isn't correct as to the trapdoor?" "No." Mr. Arnold again took the witness on direct examination.
"On what plans was this model built? Ground or height?"
"Ground plans." "The model is magnified thrice from the blueprint, isn't it?"
"Yes."
"Didn't you do your best to conform with the blueprints?"
"Yes."
"Did you have instructions from anyone to make the model false to the prints?"
"No."